Welcome to this pre-Halloween podcast. You may be listening to it afterwards on iTunes or Podomatic. Regardless, it's going to be a series of holidays, and I'm going to give you some recommendation that will benefit you regardless. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and here's a couple of tips to start with on how to best benefit, capitalize, maximize, and milk the holiday season when it comes to pickup, love, sex, romance, seduction, and success. And I will start with success. The challenge is that right now we're about to enter the season of a world record of people using excuses to no longer follow through with their own routines and what matters to them. We're all completely free to make our own choices, but we're also all intelligent enough to understand that we got to watch our own equation. If you really want to succeed at anything in life, you can't really afford to take like 2 to 3 months off or be on and off. So be certain that you don't follow the majority of people out there who are going to constantly postpone things because of the holidays. Hey, if suddenly we had amnesia and we didn't know that we're in the holiday season, then things will be different. So stay steady to the best of your ability. If you're traveling, you got to be resourceful, but stay steady because you don't want to be the next person that has to come back to it in January. And it's going to be 2020 in January. Us, we're all getting together in Hollywood, the Avengers, as we call ourselves, all of my colleagues, and we're doing a 4-day summit here like never before in style. So recommendation number one is be mindful of the fact that most people are going to slack off, are going to use so many excuses, and it could be too detrimental to your success. Stay steady no matter what. Be resourceful. We're in a day and age where you can call from all around the world. The other day, it was so funny. The same day, I had a guy who told me that he could not have a session because he was in a foreign country. The same day, he was traveling. The same day, another gentleman from that same country hired me to have a session. So if the guy traveling there could not have the session, how come the guy who lives there could have the session? And then don't sweat it so much or too much. Tip number two, around the holiday, because it's easy for women, let's say they're going out for Halloween, they want it to be really special, and most people are going to fall into a little bit of overinvestment. Have fun. Do it well. Do it your way. I have found that you can do a lot around it. Initially, I don't know about you guys, but initially I was either by myself when would come Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's. I was by myself being a single guy, so I would start to sweat it. Play the lonely me sad song. And I was getting better, but still, you know, I was kind of acting as if it was a problem. And then I would be with girls. And if I was with girls, there would be pressure. They wanted it to be special. And I felt obligated. And at some point I said, never mind, let's transcend all of that. Stop that bullshit. It's just another day. Why make it so special? On the other hand, you can use that once you transgress something, transcend something. The beauty is that you can start to use it to your own advantage with other people. Okay? For example, when initially you are around people and they're a little bit more playful and talkative than you, and you do less and you sweat it. As you transcend that, it teaches you that you could very well have the same effect on a girl. So one of the reasons why my delivery is so broad, I know that everybody, we're all the same in the presence of something that appears to have more range than us. The guy has a knife, the other one has a gun. The guy is a small business owner, the other guy is the owner of a big global corporation. It's silly, we shouldn't do that. I mean, with the gun, we should, yes. But we tend to kind of give ourselves less permission if we assess that we're on the lesser side. So use that to your own advantage. So I bring it back to the idea of the holidays. Use it to your own advantage. Once you realize that if you're by yourself, you don't have to play the lonely guy or let that get to you, there will be many women who hit that mark. I've noticed when it's a holiday, no matter what holiday that is, I get even more looks from women. It's because those who don't have anything happening, they kind of feel that pressure within. So it's a great moment to capitalize on that. Also watch, if you're with girls right now, you need to tame them down from the get-go. You organize something powerful, but don't buy into their frame of we got to do something special. I almost have a phobia sometimes about holidays because of all of the times that I was in relationships with girls and they would start to get tense. They wanted to do something. It had to be very special. It wasn't done the way they wanted to do it and so on. And then the final tip is, we are to understand that you can do a lot around. There's a lot of theme, you know. You can do a lot of openers before the actual day and after your actual day around that. That becomes a theme. And you can start to go, hey, ladies or guys, quick question. The question of the season. For example, when Christmas gets closer, I go, here's the question of the season. Are you ready? Naughty or nice? And if they go naughty, you go, only a nice girl would say that. And you start to escalate physically. If they go, no, nice, you go, you don't fool me. Only a truly naughty girl would say that. Okay? So create themes around it. The first recommendation before we take questions, and those recommendations may appear simple, but they are solid. And we come back to simplicity. Mastery is simplicity. So, number one, your progress is really at risk. It's a serious fucking matter because there's going to be changes in rhythms, in availability of people, of stores, or this. There's going to be motion, some days off, and so on. And despite of all of that, you need to plow forward with your commitment to your art, to your career, to your body, to your health, to your spirituality. Okay? The top dogs, the top guys, they either make money during the holidays or they organize something big, or they continue to work. You'd be surprised. I've found that throughout the years that a lot of top dogs, they just go through and they're working. Family is important. We don't know how much longer they're going to be around. So be certain to honor that as well. And don't be the guy who goes like, well, you know, I always sweat it around my family. Great. You're now a master communicator in the making. So that's your next drill right there. That's your mission. Don't regress to being like caught into arguments with other people. So, first recommendation. Second recommendation is don't buy into them too much. They could be destabilizing. I was out Saturday at a Halloween party, and because I don't buy into it anymore, I went and I wasn't even dressed, and this girl goes, oh my God, are you a celebrity? And they wanted pictures with me, and I felt like, what? This is the least dressed I've been in a long time. Because I was no longer so like invested that I had to go, that I had to be this and that, what I witnessed is what used to appear to me as super cool. I noticed that they were sweating it more than they were enjoying it. until they're completely wasted. Once they're wasted, it doesn't fucking matter. Okay? And the third one is you can develop a lot of cool themes around it. And if you ask me more questions, and we're going to come back to that topic, we're doing a special boot camp for holiday game. It's coming up November 15th, 16th, 17th in Los Angeles, the last boot camp ever, of the year. We're going to learn that most guys, they don't know how they can use, for example, traveling, or if a girl is traveling. A question we hear every year, well, what if the girl is going away for like 2 weeks? That's a perfect moment to strengthen the bond with her. And I can teach you how to do that and to do it more efficiently and better than ever so far. And heads up, speaking of Halloween, we're doing our fourth annual Halloween special for fourth time. I present it with special guest AZ the Raj Depar, motherfucking D-Bazaar, and Frank White. It's going to be this coming up Saturday at the time of the recording, but you could always get the recording afterwards. So if you're an insider, you want in with that, contact me ASAP. Meanwhile, I open the floor for you guys to bring something to the plate. I'm not going to say questions because I've noticed that it tends to regress to the mentality of school where you should ask a question. I don't have a question. Let somebody else ask a question. This is more about, hey, we're all fellows, you know, I specialize. This is my specialty. You have yours. Nevertheless, we're here for the same purpose. So let's interact a little bit. The floor is open. Bring up whatever is on your mind.
I've got a question, and my question is, I was texting a girl and talking to a girl earlier today. I feel really strong right now, and I noticed that she called me back. I was on another phone call, and then I called her back. It was going back and forth, and it was just like it wasn't flowing efficiently. So my question is, what was I doing wrong? There was something in my mind ongoing when I made that second phone call, when there was no need for it, and I didn't end up seeing her or anything like that, but there's something there, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, so I don't know. Perhaps you hear something.
I would not phrase it that way, that you're doing something wrong. Why, gentlemen? Why? Because you're a human dealing with humans. And if you pay attention, you've already had plenty examples of that. What one human may find fantastic, another one may hate completely. So the goal is no longer to operate from, you know, my sticking point or I'm doing this wrong, because it's a false frame. It's not organic enough with the fact that we're dealing with humans and a variety of tastes and so on. It's also not conducive to you feeling good about you. So it's more about moving towards higher forms of self-expression. And by self-expression is if you suddenly go, that was completely off what I said, and it's important to you, you realize that, not fearing that somebody may not like it, then you could say, okay, let me not do that anymore. Communicate to somebody else. Hey, what I said before, forgive me. That was off. I know it. Other than that, you do it because that's you. And whatever they do with it is them. And my experience has been that the more headways you make in that direction, that's an amazing source of gravitation, because eventually all of us must allow ourselves to be us more. So we need to outgrow those models where we think we did something wrong. What most likely happened is what is most likely to happen, and you become aware that it's happening, and then I give you the remedy. The moment there's a possibility with a woman that is more than, I don't know about that one. The moment, maybe that one. As men, we get excited. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it creates a little bit of an imbalance. And this is inevitable. And if today you go, no, Vince, I don't do that anymore. That's until you're in front of a celebrity, a top model that has that effect on you. So it's something that you visited for a lifetime because guarantee is going to happen to you again. I told the story of how it happened to me a couple of weeks ago with a female detective sheriff from a homicide. And she looked to me like she was straight out of a movie. And suddenly I got all excited about that. But I became aware of it, and I ease up a little bit. We will also want it to happen right away. And we need to maybe slow down a little bit. Remember your own true value. And then whatever the fuck happens, you can stay in a place of doubt because things are things. An object is an object. With humans, you know, you can know first that they fluctuate a lot. And women fluctuate even more than we do. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. I would know that there's always, if it's important to you, there's always something you can do. So you're doing the right thing. You're fucking phenomenal. You're absolutely awesome. Watch, optimize your protocols and your models and what you pay attention to and how you pay attention to it. Okay?
Got it. Thank
you. More helpful frame. You got it? So, well, before we get overly excited, I got it. The more helpful frame for everybody. That's for everybody, okay? Know
Vince,
that if
question.
You had only
so
one thing.
Okay,
why not?
Ronnie,
I go
the
with
way.
The flow. Ronnie, go for it, man.
All right, so in a random situation, I was in a strip club, and there was a girl who literally slapped my ass and put her arm around me out of nowhere. Very unexpected, so my reply was, hey, that's private property. You shouldn't be touching me like that. Just being cool and laughable about it. Next thing you know, we're talking, we're flirting and stuff. We take the picture. She fucking licks my face. Her leg is in between my legs. So I think it's going good. We're talking back and forth, and out of nowhere, she steals the frame as I ask for her Instagram when she's leaving. And she tells me, type it in your phone if you want. If not, you don't have to have it. And basically, I could leave. I got her Instagram. We hug and then she leaves. I'm just like, wait, what the fuck just happened? So in a scenario like that, that's so random, I want to learn more how to stay in the frame of control, of course, and to handle the situation better. What do you think?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I get it. So you want to handle the situation better. Now, they're treated a little differently, okay? For example, if we had a guy, and I don't know if you played sports or what sports you play. I played hockey when I was a kid. My dad played soccer. But let's say when I played hockey, if I was – suddenly I tried to score and the puck goes to the side. And then one guy arrives and knocks me down. If I wanted to – have more control over that, I probably shouldn't play hockey. So right there, you got to realize that if you really want to embrace killer game, the attitude that you're going to have is, crazy things happen. Who was that crazy? And then you move on to the next one. And you will then be a little less surprised. So next time, you can always turn around and say, hold it. What are you going to do then? What? You're going to run after this? Come here. Okay? But I would appreciate it. I would learn. For you, a cool guy like you, Ronnie, I would just know that real game. See, the problem is that the guys who struggle the most with game, not you, but the guys really struggle. I mean, they just like can't seem to even get the attention of a woman. They end up like friends and taking advantage of. And, you know, those guys are the ones who most want to control. They think that everything is abnormal. On the other hand of the spectrum, the guys like, you know, Nick Hawk is a professional gigolo who came to speak for our group sometimes. He's in the show. Gigolo is an adventurer. You follow him on Facebook, you fucking see him. He's mastering this discipline and that, and he's getting tattooed, and he's in the jungle, and he's there, and he's doing all those things.
Hello.
Kev, those guys are the guys that would have the least concern about what it means, what to do. They probably would burst into laughter and go, women, chicks. Now, it's important at the standpoint of programming yourself. You know, lately I've been reoffering a class of self-hypnosis because a big part of hypnosis is your perception and behavior and your angle at the time reinforcing there is plenty, or is it reinforcing that was the only opportunity? We got to watch out for that. Okay? And then talk shit to them a little bit more from the get-go. And know that sometimes girls will do this. The cool thing is that it's cool when that happens. In the teachings of Casanova, Casanova would say, never be the man who would say, oh man, I'm just like kissing her breast and then touching her. She touches me a little bit, but I didn't get to have intercourse. Casanova would be, what a moment that was, you know, her soft breasts on my lips there, and I could feel as if time was slowing down. And from appreciation, like attracts like. You got to remember that. That's an ancient understanding that like will attract like. If we're more appreciative, we tend to have more. If we are not appreciative, we have less. Also, strip clubs, you have a whole bunch of different people. Let me ask you, was she working there or not? I didn't get that part.
No, she wasn't working there.
Was she by herself or with other people?
She was with other people, and after she smacked my ass, she was actually saying bye to them. So that was the perfect moment because then she was alone. And
was she drinking? Had she been drinking or?
I don't know. She literally like came from the sky. I don't know where the fuck she came from. I haven't seen her all day, and then she came out of nowhere.
You know, and maybe if she looked comfortable in there, maybe she used to work there, maybe she works at another place, maybe she works like around that. Again, I think that I'm getting to know you. For a cool guy like you, your best bet, I promise you, would be to, next time something happens, you go, Vince, you're going to like that one. Some chick, she's spanks my ass, does this, and then gone. And we both laugh about it. That would be awesome for you because it would remind you that there is plenty. We got to watch out of thinking that we have missed out on that one opportunity. When that happens to me, I just go back to there is plenty. It's not that significant. And then you're doing the right thing. You're here tonight. Really strengthen your game to say more sooner and anticipate. Here's the technique, okay? It's a strategy. And there's too many guys out there that they run into the problem that they know a couple routines, but they don't do anything outside of those routines. So it quickly becomes very limiting. And then they have all sorts of concern that, what if I do it to a girl and her friend tells her that I did the same thing to her? It's lacking the creativity. It's great as a starting point, but you want to go beyond. So you got to learn structures, core structures, or kind of landmark or protocols. Don't be too anal about the name, okay? So you can say more sooner and then anticipate. Say more sooner, meaning when you combine the three with anticipate, from the get-go you go, oh, that's very cute. And what are you going to do next? And you can do more sooner. You go, what are you going to do next? And you grab her hand and you pull her towards you. Are you going to be the type that you're going to just kind of, you're going to tease me some more and then you're going to fucking disappear? You better not be that type. Are you? And then if she does that after that, you go, ah, I knew it. You're that type. Okay? So you anticipate. Here's a great exercise, everybody. I love that kind of exercise. You start a list on your phone of whenever a woman surprises you with her behavior, you make a note of it, not the long story. Then after that, for each one of them, you come up with a little story to bring it up very early on and challenge them. The purpose is that it's difficult for them to after do that if you're already pointing it out. So, for example, you have a lot of girls, as they walk around, you start to talk to them, and what do they say? We got to go. Once I got fed up of hearing that, I go, I'm not going to talk to you. I can tell already you guys are going to say we got to go. Before you do that, though. And another version would be like, no, don't tell me. Cool looking like you are, that you're going to be the type that's going to go, oh, we got to go. It cracks me up. I mean, when girls do that. But you guys, you look too cool to be doing that. Because anyway, I'm going to have to go soon. But a minute and 37 seconds of your time. You ready? So anticipate and start with that or mention it. When your number close, you go, but hold it. Before we do that, though, are you going to be the type that you just want to boost your self-esteem right now and be, I get that guy's number? Or do you really mean that we're going to be in touch? Because if it's the first one, I want my number back. Now the challenge is when you speak like that, you got to make sure that you smile and laugh a lot and don't show her that you're serious, but you're not taking it too seriously. We get that?
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah. When I hear your voice like that, I can tell you that for you, the answer is you're becoming a high-stake gambler. So once in a while, you know, I'm going to put 10,000 out there and it's going to be up. You bet everything on black and it's red. All right. Well, that comes with the territory. How was your boxing game tonight? Oh, well, I got my ass kicked. It's all right. Yeah? And you laugh about it. That will do a lot of good. It's very hypnotic for your own inner game because then it relaxes you. And truth is that there's plenty of girls who do that. In conversation with girls, you know, party girls, more edgy girls, I would say, question. That one totally fucking puzzles me and puzzles a lot of guys out there. Let me ask you, be honest with me. And if you want, I'll share some secrets about guys, stuff you wonder about guys that no one would ever fucking tell you. So be honest. Can you be honest? Oh, yeah. Did you ever, like, you kiss a guy in a nightclub, you get him all excited, and then you know you don't have any intention to take that further, and you fucking bail? Oh, yeah, I do that a lot. Once with my girlfriend, we ended up kissing the same guy twice. At boot camps also, it's happened to us. Suddenly, once with AZD, we realized we were joking about it. We go, oh, fuck, we have traded saliva. Suddenly, he goes, like, oh, yeah, just kiss clothes. And I go, me too. And then we see the girl and we go, that was her. That was the same one. It happened also, not this time around, but another time in New York, but one of the students kissed a girl. It's quite common. So girls will do shit like this. We got to remember that. We got to watch out as men because for us, if you want to really make headways, no, there's two filters that are both conscious and subconscious that you need to be aware of, eventually remove, and it will give you an edge that no other man knows of. There's a filter that the moment is something a little bit better, if for whatever reason at the time you're feeling a little more cozy, you know, a little more sentimental and so on, you're going to start to fall in love, think that maybe she's the one, within seconds, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Or if you're a little more horny, within seconds, I do it too, we're going to start to think, oh, I can fuck that one. Now, it's different than from the, that one I know, I can fuck that one. So be mindful of that and slow it down. Now, if a guy makes really headways, you stick with this, you do the work, and you're aware that you have that tendency and you go, no, I don't know that girl. I have no clue. I'm not going to think that I can fuck her or not, but I'm going to find out more. I want to talk to you. Who are you? From that place, women will feel something that they don't feel from other guys. And we have to also know to watch out. You know, if you listen to women, they will tell you that they're romantic, they like a romantic dinner, they like this and that. I promise you, in my own humble experience, it's backwards. We are the romantics. We're the one who rapidly will fall for a girl, imagine a future with her more, way more than they do. Because how many guys would you know? How many guys do you fucking know that would grab a girl, kiss her a little bit, and then bail? No, every guy would be, oh, I kissed her. What should I do next? When should I call her? I'm going to see her. So we are the romantics. It's kind of cute, isn't it? What is next? We're almost there. We got less than 3 minutes. One more. One last
hey,
one.
Hey, Vince, it's Will. I got a question. I'm wondering what you do to reopen a set. Say you say a couple things and you're in a busy place and the girl and her friend get distracted. Someone calls them and so they answer that and you're just standing there.
Ooh,
how do you
re-engage
the set with strength?
Well, first and foremost, something's got to shift at the level of your core. Because right there, notice, it's a very legitimate question. It's awesome. And yet, it's still geared towards them. So, I don't know if you can notice it. You're probably not conscious of it, nor are many of the other callers and people who will listen afterwards. Can you sense how the focus is still on how do you reopen them? And that is backwards. It's like, oh, here's those two chicks again. Ah, you too. Your ADD is gone? Where are your manners? I was talking to you, and there you are, and you disappear. And then you fucking disappear. You say that, and you walk away at the same time. It'd be mind-blowing. And then you go, I was just teasing you. I got manners, ladies. Now, if a guy who goes like, oh, here's those two, what should I say? Starts to say that, they're probably going to call him names. They're probably going to insult him or walk away. Because it's missing the core frame. We have been dormant in the dating frame. People talk about, oh, you know, like equality. Well, real equality would be that we no longer come from the frame of mind that we have to prove ourselves to women. Now, consciously, we all think we don't do that. Subconsciously, it's still wired that way. That's still the wiring. As a hypnotherapist for many years, I know subconscious wiring. You don't see it, it's still wired. That's got to change. Okay? That's a testing frame. So way more solid. Also, watch out, because we all suffer a little bit more than we know it from scarcity. I don't know if I should phrase it this way. But we are unaware of the abundance. Because so many girls, so you go. It's not an either-or. You still go talk to them. You still talk to them. But you talk to them from, two more. Those two. Versus like, how do you reopen them? Okay? The second thing also is that you both must, in the interaction, have a little bit more of an edge with them. If they start to talk to somebody else or they start to text, that means that you're going at it probably a little too soft. It's words, you know, they confuse us. I don't want to put the wrong words or you start to think I'm going at it too soft. But there's headways to be made to experience an edge so the girls stay and they know better than doing this. It's usually a sign of them, you're not impacting them at the core. Sometimes it's also a sign that You ever do that, you? Guys, let me ask you. I caught myself a couple of years ago, suddenly looking at my phone or talking to somebody else out of a way to regain comfort. You ever do that? You're in a public place and you feel like not so comfortable and then you go, maybe I should check my phone. But I didn't really want or needed to check my phone back then. It was more to regain comfort. So women, sometimes they will go do their little chit-chat as a way to regain comfort. That I found out when I was hanging out with this one girl years ago, I mean, Hawaii, we're kind of kissing and so on, and it's getting strong. And suddenly there's a homeless guy that starts to chat, and she has this long conversation with him. And I was like, why? I don't get it. She's with me. And the guy was like quite a mess, all due respect to those who are stranded on the streets. And it dawned on me afterwards, she was trying to regain control from it. She was trying to regain control from it. Oh, I have to go get my car. I fixed the light today. They're calling me. So the next thing you got to do also is flip the frame. We have this new group, Cobra. Part of Cobra is a model of pickup where Cobra will position itself to strike. So that's my style of pickup, Cobra. Cobra would do those girls before I know it. They're not going to, like, stay riveted on me. So I take the lead, and I'm not going to do a pretend walk away where I wish to talk more to them, and I now feel like, okay, let me not look at them, but I'm thinking at them. Like the guy goes, well, I'm going to wait one day to text her, and all day long he thinks about texting her. I'm going to do the real deal thing where they're all right. Who else is there? I am here. And I'm going to put my interest elsewhere for just a moment, be the bartender, be talking to say, hey, I didn't see you guys. How are you doing? And I'm going to do that very smoothly and then be right back at them. And then when you reopen them, okay, it's important to not in a way where you demean them, but in a way where you're real. Be your own company. The word company is both for like a corporation, but also company, your own company, to be in the company of someone. You're your own company. It will be so for the rest of your life, and it was so since the beginning of your first day. So anything that's not you is a potential liability to you. So you wouldn't let anybody, if you own the bank, say, hey, come on in, everybody. You know, so if you see girls that you spoke to already, you go like, okay, here's those two. Know that they're socially a little slow, probably. I doubt that they're on a podcast right now talking, well, this guy talked to us on Saturday. So you have an edge that they don't have. So you look down on them. You're still a beautiful human, but that's different. That's spiritual. Spiritual is not the same dynamic than at the level of social. And then when you see them, you reopen as if you've known them for longer and call them on their bullshit. I've learned through time that I could kiss a lot of girls in those moments, that I could pull them, that I could number close them if I didn't buy into their frame. I set a stronger frame. I've done it a lot since, and I've done it a lot before, but it's captured on a video of me. It's called Sexy in the City. It's a good decade ago, but we captured it on video where I'm talking to those girls and they're like really like into me. And then suddenly they start to talk amongst each other. And I go, whoa, 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 your ADD is kicking in again, ladies. I'm going to call your doctor. And what follows right after that is a kiss close. Okay? So call them on it. My little brothers, if you're calling and you're new, first time ever, we're on here every Monday. Your best bet is to join what is known as the immersion program. You find all the details for that everyday immersion program at seductioncoaching.com, seductioncoaching.com. If you're an insider and you want in with AZD Frank White as my guest this coming up Saturday for the fourth annual GSLR Halloween special, message me ASAP. I'll do something very nice for you. Everybody else, talk to you whenever we will.